This morning's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this Christmas morning that you have given us, and we pray that you would speak to us now, so that we might hear from you what the shepherds heard, and that we might join with the angels in praising you. For Jesus' sake, amen. Well, I know it's a slightly unorthodox beginning to Christmas Day sermons, but let me begin by asking you this. What gets you scared? What keeps you up at night? What worries you about the future and worries you about today? And I know it's Christmas Day, you're not supposed to think about bad things or sad things on Christmas Day, but let me suggest that actually Christmas is exactly the right time to think about things that scare you. Because Christmas is the perfect cure for fear. Christmas is the perfect antidote to fear. See, the birth of Jesus brings us the death of fear. That's what I want us to take home. If you're young, or you would consider yourself young, and you want to know, what do I need to remember from this morning? Here it is. The birth of Jesus is the death of fear. The birth of Jesus is the death of fear. And it all begins in verse 10 in our reading. If you've still got your Bibles open, verse 10. The angels say, "Fear not." Now, the angels don't say "fear not" because they thought that would be a nice thing to say. They knew it was going to be Christmas and they racked their brains and thought, yes, we'll say "fear not." That's a good thing to say. Now, angels are God's sent ones, his messengers. So if the angels say "fear not," it's because God wants to say "fear not." But if I tell you not to be scared, if I tell you not to be afraid, that does kind of beg the question, why are the shepherds scared? And you can probably think of many reasons they might be scared. I mean, imagine you're one of those shepherds. Imagine it's late at night or early in the morning, it's dark around. You're sitting on a cold hilltop. You're listening, trying to tell if that's the wind moving through the trees or whether that's a wolf coming to have a late night snack. There's a robber coming to steal your sheep. You're wishing you'd brought more coffee with you, or that people had invented coffee. And then suddenly, out of the middle of nowhere, this huge, bright, supernatural being bursts out in front of you. He's so bright that you can barely look at him. That would be scary. That would be scary. But there's another reason the shepherds are scared. You see, in the Old Testament, angels are often a sign of God's own presence. Where the angels are, there God is. And just like darkness has to vanish when we turn on the lights, so we can't survive in the presence of a pure and loving God. Because our love isn't pure. Our love is often twisted. It's selfish. It's lacking and cold often. And that's why the shepherds are scared. They're not primarily scared because they've got a late night unexpected visitor. They're scared because they think the angels have come to condemn them. And the angels seem to confirm that this is why the shepherds are scared. Look at verse 10 again. The angels tell the shepherds why they shouldn't be scared. "Fear not, Because God has not sent a judge, he sent a saviour. God has sent a saviour. Now, what does this have to do with our fears, your fears and my fears? Well, in order for us to make the link between what happened just over 2,000 years ago and our fears today, we're going to watch a little video. So put your hands up if you like little videos. Well, for about six people here, you're going to enjoy the next 2 minutes. This video was first shown on American TV in 1965. It's a Charlie Brown cartoon, or 2 minutes of a Charlie Brown cartoon. And in this episode, in this film, Charlie Brown is trying to put together a theatre show all about Christmas, and he's failing. It all goes horribly wrong, and so frustrated, he cries out something like, "Isn't there anyone who can show me what Christmas is all about?" And his friend Linus says he can, and he does. Now, in the cartoons, Linus always has something in his hand. Does anyone know what Linus always has in his hand? It's a blanket. It's his comfort blanket. Don't laugh. We all had one. For Linus, the world is big and scary. Life is uncomfortable. And the only way to get through life is you have to have a comfort blanket. If he has his blanket, he can cope. Without the blanket, he breaks down. So when we watch this video, watch Linus and look carefully to see what he does with his blanket. There we go. That's what Christmas is all about. So what happened to the blanket? Somebody who's under the age of 10. Yes, at the back. He let go of the blanket. The smart among you will have noticed he picked it up at the end. You can't read too much into a cartoon. But he did drop the blanket. And did you see, what did the camera do just after he dropped the blanket? Did anyone see what the camera did? It didn't, well, it kind of actually, it zoomed back so that you could see the blankets on the floor. The maker of the cartoon wanted us to know that as the angel's message is heard, as it's remembered, as you dwell upon it, as you take it to heart, you can let go of your comfort blankets. You can let go of your fears. You see, without the message of Christmas, without the babe born in the manger, you and I will always hold on to our comfort blankets, whatever they look like for you, whether it's trying to control what you're afraid of, or whether it's running from what you're afraid of. Whether it's trying to face up to it in your own strength or self-medicating with Netflix and chocolate, whatever your comfort blanket is, you'll hold on to it until you hear and take to heart the message of Christmas. But how? What was it that the angel said that helped Linus let go? The angels say, listen to the angels, they say, "Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." Friends, what that means is that God has sent a champion, a hero. That's what the word Saviour and Lord mean. God has given us a champion, a hero, to rescue us. The Bible tells us that this world began good, that God created it for us to be in loving fellowship with him, but that we turned our back on him. And in doing so, we plunged all of us down into death and despair, and into darkness. And the Bible says that that's where we're stuck. We're stuck away from God, losing at life and helpless before death. And into this mess, into this ball of fears, God sent Jesus to set us free. He sent him as our champion. Jesus is born into a type of spiritual war zone, if you like. And he marches forth into battle as a boy and as a man, to live for us and rescue us. And so as Jesus then later in his life goes to the cross, he is going as our champion to fight the greatest battle for us, waging war on all that is wrong with this world, even waging war on the devil, God's enemy. And as Jesus dies in our place, our champion wins. Our champion wins the battle we could not win on our own. He defeats evil. He defeats death. He defeats sin. And as he then rises from the dead 3 days later, he is the victorious king whom all the world can now turn to and see that here is a champion for them. So you and I often think Christmas is a nice, cozy, dignified, respectable event. Who's got a nice little nativity scene somewhere in their flat or house? Yeah, one or two, yeah. Who's put Christmas tree lights up to make a living room look more cozy? About another four or five, yeah. We think Christmas is cozy and quiet. It's not. This is God himself stepping down into his war-torn creation, coming to fight not against us, but for us. Coming to set his enemies free. Coming to make us his children. Coming in Christ to be our champion. In the old days, when armies went off to war, you would often have a marching band that would play music as the armies went off to war. And that's what Jesus has here. As Jesus is born to come into battle for us and rescue us, heaven's marching band turns up. And do you know the song they play? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. That's the war song of the God of peace, as God comes forth to rescue us, as God charges forth into the fight to rescue his beloved people, you and me. So here are two questions to ask yourself this Christmas, the two questions you need to ask. Firstly, is Jesus my champion? Have I accepted him for myself? Have I put my trust in him? If you're just exploring more about Christianity and you want to find out more, why not take one of these from the back? This is Luke's Gospel, where we heard the reading from this morning. A great way to find out for yourself if Jesus is good news. If he is the hero you need, the champion you need. More of these at the back. The second question, if you are trusting Jesus, is to ask yourself this. This is the question. If God loves me this much, if he loves me this ferociously, if he comes so far for me and fights to death for me and wins so wonderfully, will he then leave me? If he is this determined to love me that he writes himself into his own creation as my hero and champion, will he turn his back on me? Will he abandon me to my worst fears and nightmares? If he sends Jesus to be my champion, will Jesus fail me? Linus knew, as he heard and reflected on that angel announcement, no, Jesus won't fail. Jesus' birth is the death of all our fears. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have given us such wonderful news. Thank you so much that seeing us helpless, you sent a champion, a hero, to save us, to rescue us, to bring us back to you. Oh, loving Heavenly Father, we pray, would you drive out our fears this Christmas with your perfect love, who became man for us. In Jesus' name, amen.